We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, inspiring viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hisbesat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Hotul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Minchong Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates more than 13 million euros to assist the Palestinian Authority. In community news, an Israeli scientist develops music to improve drivers' safety. In animal news, a 3-year-old Cairn Terrier saves rare turtles. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 27th, is the National Day of Djibouti, honoring its independence attained in 1977. This East African country is located between Eritrea and Somalia. Since historical times, it has been a junction for trade and culture. Djibouti's Lake Assal, 153 meters below sea level, is considered the most saline body of water in the world. The Djiboutians had roots in the nomadic way of life thousands of years ago. Poetry, folk music, dance, and oral literature traditions of the nomads are still enjoyed today. May heaven grace Djibouti and her gentle people with an auspicious National Day.
Fly-in news. Heavy rains endanger Europe. In what is being called Europe's worst natural disaster since 2002, flooding in the Czech Republic and Poland has caused at least 12 people to lose their lives as hundreds were evacuated by rescue teams from homes and other buildings that were damaged or destroyed. A state of emergency was declared in the eastern part of the Czech Republic, and the government sent 1,000 soldiers to assist in relief work. Meanwhile, neighboring Austria was drenched in her heaviest rainfall in 50 years. With several northern villages there stranded by floods, over 10,000 police, firefighters, and soldiers worked to ease the situation. Our sincere thanks, Czech and Austrian personnel, for your swift and effective response. We sorrow for those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the protection of those afflicted and the soon restoration of their stable day-to-day lives. May weather extremities such as these diminish through humanity's more caring and uplifting actions.
Heavy storm leaves mayhem in Cape Town, South Africa. The Western Cape of South Africa has been enduring tumultuous storms, snow and wet conditions. Flooding has left 1,200 people homeless, while several suburbs were without power as gale-force winds toppled trees and damaged power lines. Two barges ran aground due to winds and massive swells of up to 17 meters. The region's Disaster Risk Management Agency is providing hot meals and blankets as well as cleanup kits. We appreciate the helpful aid of disaster risk management personnel as we pray for everyone's safety and for normalcy to quickly return for the residents of the region. Through our increased kindness toward all beings, may disturbing climate change trends such as these be eased.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Commission assists the vulnerable in Kenya. Commissioner for Development and Humanitarian Aid, Louis Michel, announced a $11.3 million donation for the country, approximately half of which will go towards supporting the some 275,000 Somali refugees living in Kenya's Dadaab camp, which due to the number of people fleeing Somalia has become the largest shelter for refugees in the world. The remaining funds are being directed toward those affected by drought across Kenya, with aid including food, healthcare, water, and sanitation facilities. Our deep gratefulness and providence bless Your Excellency and the European Commission and for your benevolent care of the Somali and Kenyan people. Your support will surely bring them greater hope and resiliency as we pray for their soon return to productive, stable lives.
Renowned TV actress remembered. Award-winning American actress Farrah Fawcett passed away on Thursday. Her pure beauty and winning smile attracted fans from across the globe as she became known for her role as Detective Jill Monroe in the U.S. TV show Charlie's Angels, and was later nominated for Emmy and Golden Globe Awards for several other television and stage roles in the 1980s. In her brave passage through the illness of cancer, she chronicled her struggle in a movie called Farrah's Story, which first aired on U.S. television in May 2009. The documentary was intended to raise awareness as well as help others to benefit from her experiences. She was remembered lovingly by many, including fellow Charlie's Angel, Jacqueline Smith, who stated, "Farrah had courage, she had strength, and she had faith. And now she has peace as she rests with the real angels." Our heartfelt condolences go to the loved ones of the beautiful, spirited Farrah Fawcett. May her soul rest serenely in the Divine's eternal love and grace.
One World Media Awards recognize journalists. The awards ceremony held in London drew hundreds from the media industry as it recognised outstanding coverage from within the developing world, especially those journalists and filmmakers who have contributed to bringing unity among diverse countries and cultures. Among the winners were Mr. Joe Berlinger, who was presented the International Documentary Award as the director of Crude, a movie about a landmark court case dealing with oil production and the environment in Ecuador. A team of journalists for Iran and the West, which won the TV Documentary Award and the Children's Rights Award, which for the first time was judged by a youth jury, went to the video documentary Dispatches, Saving Africa's Witch Children. We join in applause, awardees and all participants, for your dedicated contributions. May you and your work be ever graced as you continue in the noble and courageous endeavor of bringing the public insightful and up-to-date information about our world.
Jeju Island welcomes fourth Loving Hut in South Korea. As a world-famous tourist destination featuring three designated UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites, the people of Jeju Province take great care to protect their beautiful environment and ecosystem.
Thus, they are delighted to greet the new Loving Hut, the island's first vegan restaurant, born of Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of providing delicious, wholesome, and eco-friendly vegan cuisine to the public. This latest addition to the international family of Loving Hut restaurants is also being enthusiastically received, as we now hear from our correspondent in Jeju, South Korea.
안녕하세요. 여기는 세계적으로 유명한 청정 휴양지인 제주도입니다. 한국의 네 번째 러빙엇인 이 제주 러빙엇은 깔끔하고 세련된 장식과 제주도의 특별한 맛과 사랑이 더해져 벌써부터 큰 사랑을 받고 있습니다. 네, 그럼 들어가서 손님들과 몇 마디 나눠보겠습니다.
지나가다가 여기 오픈했길래 채식이라고 써지니까 한번 먹어보자 해서 먹어본 거고요. 스파게티 먹었는데 미트 스파게티랑 막 비슷하고요. 미트 소스랑도 비슷하고.
예, 처음으로 채식 요리를 먹어봤는데 맛있고요. 앞으로도 채식을 좀 해봐야겠어요.
제주도 러빙엇에만 있는 메뉴가 있습니다. 콩나물 비빔밥과 순두부 뚝배기가 있는데요. 제주도의 특성을 살려서 특별히 준비한 메뉴입니다.
먹어보니까 채식이 맛있어요.
제주에 처음으로 비건 레스토랑이 생겼는데 손님들이 식사하시고 맛있다고 하셔서 너무 기쁘고요. 앞으로 많은 사람들이 비건 채식인이 되었으면 좋겠습니다.
채식하면 예뻐지고 환경도 보호해요.
Hooray and congratulations, Jeju Loving Huts, for your successful launch. With the ever-expanding availability of such delectable plant-based meals, surely more and more people would join the vegan circle and foster a brighter, healthier world for all.
Save our planet. Natural disasters are on the rise. According to a report just released by the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, or IFRC, weather catastrophes have increased over the past decade. The average of 200 per year in the 1990s has increased to 350 per year this decade.
Last year, there were over 235,000 fatalities from disasters linked to weather such as Cyclone Nargis. Speaking of the impact of global warming through these extreme events, IFRC Secretary General Dr. Bekele Gilata said, "The disasters which climate change will trigger potentially threaten more lives and livelihoods than any before."
We look to governments to pay as much attention to climate change, the dangers of climate change, as they have been doing to financial crisis. Early warning, early action is extremely important to mitigate the dangers of climate change.
Our sincere appreciation, Secretary General Galletta, and the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies for this disturbing reminder of our planet's fragile state. Let us safeguard all lives on Earth through the loving vegan, meaning animal-free, lifestyle.
In a July 2008 video conference with our association members in Washington, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her deep regard for humanity's plight in facing global warming as she offered a way to address its effects.
If the planet is polluted and poisoned, then people will die slow and in agony. So many disasters happen and people will suffer so much. Everybody have to join into the vegetarian diet and stop the killing, stop the harm to other people and the animals, and save energies every way possible and go green wherever possible. Then we still can save the planet.
Save our planet. Wildlife wonders discovered in South America. A recent expedition to the region between Ecuador and Peru by a group of scientists sponsored by the U.S.-based environmental organization Conservation International uncovered 12 species that are believed to be new to science. They include the short-winged ringfoot katydid, which resides at an altitude of more than 2 kilometers, an endangered transparent glass frog, a lizard from the established lineage of the Enyalioides genus, a nocturnal salamander, and several others. The scientists' documenting of these discoveries is intended to help support local communities in zoning the areas to ensure wildlife protection. Our joyous thanks, researchers and Conservation International, for your dedication in bringing new wonders to our lives. Heaven bless your work in enriching the world's knowledge and preserving our unique and colorful co-inhabitants.
Save our planet. Sweden helps cool the planet by promoting more veg. A collaboration between the Swedish National Food Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency has resulted in environmentally smart...
Hello, this is Tinko, the Tonkin Stubnose Monkey, here with my son.
Hi all, I'm Kanto. Mom and I are both vegan.
Today we have a health tip to share with you.
This is a good one for people who like to color their hair.
There are plant-based dyes out there that are gentle.
I heard there's this good one called henna.
It's a natural coloring agent, which also acts as a conditioner to protect your hair.
That's cool, Mom. Where can someone find this?
Asian markets or health stores often carry them.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now it's time for the Worldwide Weather.
In world news, the European Union donates over 30 million euros to help the Palestinian Authority. The funds will be used towards the regular payments of approximately 78,000 Palestinian civil servants and pensioners in the West Bank and Gaza. A report within the last few weeks by the World Bank highlighted the necessity for the Palestinian Authority to receive support in order to continue providing essential services. In addition, the World Bank commended the Palestinian Authority's good management of the public sector. The European Union had pledged 168 million euros to the Palestinian Authority at the start of 2009 and has disbursed much of the finances since then. Our heartfelt appreciation, European Union, blessed be your generous actions. May heaven grace the people of Palestine with a future of harmony, happiness, and sustainability.
In community news, an Israeli scientist helps develop music for good driving. Music psychologist Dr. Warren Brodsky of Ben-Gurion University of the Negev, Israel, has created a music CD specifically focused at improving skills of young drivers in challenging road situations. In a previous study, Dr. Brodsky found that having medium tempo music as background were the best for promoting safe driving behavior. Kudos, Dr. Warren Brodsky, for your harmonic endeavor. May your music bring calmness and protection to young drivers throughout the world. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a 3-year-old Cairn Terrier loves to protect turtles. We're going to thank God for all the good news in the world. Be right back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more rejuvenating news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beneficial news for a healing world. In animal news, a Cairn Terrier helps to save rare sea turtles. Ridley, a 3-year-old Cairn Terrier from Padre Island, USA, was trained as a puppy by his caregivers Donna Shaver and Stephen Kurtz to recognize the scent of turtles and their nests. It is important to locate the nest quickly so that the eggs can be protected during incubation. Ridley's biggest discovery was in 2007. Wind had blown away tracks to the nest. Ridley was brought in to help with the search and track down the eggs within minutes. As a result, 92 Kemp's Ridley hatchlings were later returned to the wild. Considered to be the rarest species of turtle, the Kemp's Ridley is also the smallest species alive. Bravo, Hero Ridley, for your life-preserving deeds. May the land and sea continue to provide a safe and welcoming habitat for all of God's precious creatures.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, The Guest.
After dinner, Lisa was going to go back to her home, but then it was pouring rain and thunder and lightning. So she was hesitating to go out. The host said, "What's the matter with you?" Lisa said, "Oh, I'm so scared of thunder and it's raining. I dare not go out in it." "Oh, that's all right," said the host. "Okay, you can just sleep here tonight." Lisa said, "Oh, no, but that would be too much trouble for you." The host said, no trouble at all. Please just stay." "Okay," Lisa said. "In that case, I'll just run back home quick to get my pajama and toothbrush."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I was so surprised to know about the beauty of the Palestinian architecture and the creative minds of the ancient Palestinian people. I have not seen any program like this on other TV programs. The usual reports about Palestinians make us forget all the treasure of this rich land. We wish that more peace will shower upon these people, and soon we'll all can see and marvel at these magnificent buildings with our own eyes. Thank you for this unique program. Winnie from Munich, Germany.
Encouraging Winnie. As per Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving instruction, it's our honor to share the beauty of the Palestinian culture with viewers around the world. May mutual appreciation and understanding ever prevail on earth. With heaven's grace to you and all your progressive co-citizens of Germany.
Do you have a hotline today? It would be wonderful to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May dreams for a compassionate vegan world come true. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
European Union External Relations Chief Benita Ferrero-Waldner meets with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to discuss improving bilateral ties and cooperation.
A Canadian and American team of researchers identify the location of the AIDS virus in cells, which could assist significantly in advancing treatment.
After 9-year-old Grayson Wine became separated from his family during a hike in Utah, USA, he used skills learned on the TV show Man vs. Wild to help him survive 18 hours until he was found.
In response to a reduction in consumer demand, Norway halts whaling activities mid-season.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is considering a significant shift in research methodology, moving from animal testing to human cell cultures.
More than 50 local leaders from Afghanistan's Paktia province attend the inaugural ceremony for a new school, pledging continued peace and education efforts for the eastern province.
The U.S. National Basketball Association team, Los Angeles Clippers, chooses the talented vegetarian Blake Griffin as their number one draft pick.
South African and Cuban foreign affairs ministers meet in Havana, where they hail their country's amicable relations and discuss ongoing cooperation in public health, education, and trade.
25-year-old USA student Amanda Dye opens an orphanage in Zambia that provides a safe home and education to 20 children for whom she has assumed legal responsibility.
A Philippine Department of Health official recommends an increase in servings of fruits and vegetables to build immunity against swine flu and many other illnesses.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.